AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. As Congress prepares to head into the long holiday weekend, President Obama is pleading with the Senate to pass an NSA surveillance measure already approved by the House.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says unless the Senate accepts the House plan forthwith, officials will start to shut the surveillance down.
There is no plan B. These are authorities that Congress must legislate.
The House bill would end government collection of phone records. Senate GOP leaders want to continue the NSA program as is. But Earnest says the time for haggling is past.
We've got people in the United States Senate right now who are playing chicken with us.
He says failing to approve the bipartisan measure carefully crafted with NSA input would endanger U.S. security. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
President Obama has signed legislation giving Congress the power to review and potentially reject a nuclear deal with Iran. The president told a Jewish audience in Washington today he won't accept anything less than a tough, verifiable deal.
This deal will have my name on it, so nobody has a bigger personal stake in making sure that it delivers on its promise. I want a good deal.
Achieving a deal with Iran is a central element of the president's foreign policy ambition. Federal prosecutors say two California men arrested by the FBI wanted to join the Islamic State group. The men are expected to make a court appearance this afternoon in Santa Ana. A Mexican official says about 40 people have been killed in large-scale firefights between law enforcement and criminal suspects in western Mexico. A relatively quiet day on Wall Street, the Dow falling 53 points, the S&P off 4, the Nasdaq down a point. This is AP Radio News. The AAA is projecting about 33 million people will travel this weekend.
The Vince Lombardi service area off of I-95 in New Jersey is full of cars making pit stops on their holiday journeys. Ron Krasnick and his wife are headed north from Philadelphia to the Berkshires.
We love it. The lake is there. Entertainment, relaxation, diversion, time with my lovely wife.
And he has a way to make the time in the car go by.
The secret to the drive is books on tape.
Ironically, the book on tape he's listening to right now is The Girl on the Train. Julie Walker, New Jersey.
Matt Stolle, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, says folks in North Texas should keep a wary eye for possible flooding.
It'll produce heavy rain, starting to increase in coverage on Saturday afternoon and evening, and that'll last through a good portion of Sunday as well.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.